On this day, August 10th, 1874, a U.S. president is born whose humanitarian efforts saved millions of starving people and improved child health. Who is he? I'll tell you the story. Let's get started. President Herbert Hoover was born on this day, August 10th, 1874, in West Branch, Iowa. I've been there. 2 years later, Alexander Graham Bell patented the telephone, and Hoover would be the first president to have a phone on his desk. Nice little connection there. Well, Hoover graduated from Stanford University in 1895 with a degree in geology, and he worked in a California gold mine for 10 hours a day, making 20 cents an hour. That's quite a beginning. And in 1897, he went to work for a British mining firm where he later became a partner, so he truly worked his way up. In 1899, he married fellow Stanford geology student Lou Henry, and according to the Hoover Museum, Herbert and Lou translated a 16th century Latin text on mining, for which they received a gold medal from the Mining and Metallurgical Society of America in 1914. Not a bad day's work. Well, Hoover made a lot of money as a mining engineer as well as an entrepreneur, and as a successful businessman, he said the only problem with capitalism is capitalists. They're too greedy. Well, I think Hoover went out of his way not to be greedy by what he did. He was driven by a sense of duty toward his fellow man. So he devoted the rest of his life to public service and humanitarian efforts. In 1914, he helped Americans who were stranded in Europe get back home. All this was because of World War I. He also chaired the Commission for Relief in Belgium. And President Wilson asked Hoover to be the food administrator during the war. Hoover also directed the American Relief Administration, which fed 350 million people in countries affected by the war. Essentially, Hoover organized relief efforts that saved millions of people in Belgium and other war-torn places from starvation. From 1921 to 29, Hoover served as Secretary of Commerce under Harding and Coolidge. And while in office, he established the American Child Health Association in 1923. Now, this was an organization which started programs throughout the country educating the public about child health. Then, in 1928, Hoover was elected 31st President of the United States, becoming the first president elected west of the Mississippi. That's a neat stat, isn't it? First president born west of the Mississippi. Well, then in 1929, the Depression came, which ruined his presidency and has caused many to overlook all the good that the man did for us. Hoover's two problems as president in the eyes of the Americans were as follows. First, he didn't believe in using the government to fix things. Instead, he appealed to volunteerism. After all, that's what Hoover was. He was a volunteer, and he wanted people to act like he did. He thought it would be a natural thing for people to volunteer. So he asked corporations to improve working conditions and wages. So that was his first problem. Second, he wasn't that charismatic guy the down-and-out people wanted in a time of national crisis. In other words, he wasn't an FDR. And as a result, the people lost confidence in him, and he was blamed for everyone's problems. The name Hoover became a punchline. For instance, Hooverville described the collection of shacks where people affected by the Depression lived. Well, Hoover lost the next election to FDR. Now, what you think about this for a moment? If the roles were reversed in 1932, don't you think the people would probably have demanded for a businessman like Hoover rather than a charismatic guy like FDR? Probably. We need to be kind to Hoover where history and circumstances haven't been kind. Well, Hoover was done with politics, but he wasn't done being a man, and he wasn't done serving others. As a private citizen, he wrote a book in 1934 called The Challenge to Liberty, in which he talked about how current big government trends were eroding America's constitutional system as well as individual liberties. In 1936, he became chairman of the Boys Club of America and oversaw the creation of over 500 new clubs. In 1939, he helped raise funds for Polish, Finnish, and Belgium relief. And after World War II, President Truman asked Hoover to conduct world famine surveys. In 1947, President Truman asked Hoover to investigate the executive branch, and this was called the First Hoover Commission. Now, its purpose was to examine the structure of the federal government and recommend improvements. Now, the findings are in the Hoover Commission report. You can still read it today. And the report warned of the rapidly expanding government with its bureaucracy since the 1930s, but few, if any, paid attention to it. Hoover's last official act was serving as the United States representative to the World's Fair in Brussels in 1958. Herbert Hoover served humanity in many ways, and the great humanitarian died in 1962. So whatever people think about his presidency or his policies, think about the attitude of this man and all the good he did for others. And may we imitate his example in any way we can.